Come, Holy Spirit, would you take these words to speak to us through them, I ask, in Jesus' name. You may be seated. There was a Sunday school teacher who challenged her students to go home that afternoon and write a prayer to God. And they were to bring that prayer with them again the next week. So they did that, and one of the boys read his prayer, and it went like this. He said, "Dear God, we had a great time in church today. I wish you could have been there." It's probably the same boy who was asked by a friend of his, "Who is Round John Virgin?" You know, "Round John Virgin. Who is Round John Virgin?" And he responded, "I think he's one of the 12 apostles, but I'm not sure." The Advent story in our gospel lesson today is such a magnificent one. It's so full of beauty and tenderness and love that we may have wished God would have been there. But Mary knew that God was there. Mary knew that in her heart that God was involved in this whole process. Her cousin Elizabeth knew that as well. And when she entered into Mary's presence, the baby inside of her leapt for joy, and Elizabeth cried out, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the child that you bear." Now, you may remember that, or you recognize that as part of the rosary. "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus." Mary answered Elizabeth with a song, "My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior." Mary understood and recognized that her conception was not an immaculate one. She was not conceived sin-free, but she was conceived by the Holy Spirit, who caused the child within her to be a sin-free child, not subject to the natural cause of sinful nature. And so as Jesus was conceived within her, Mary recognized that she received a special grace given to her by God on this particular occasion. The end of this Magnificat indicates that even young Mary was aware that God had been at work in her people for many years, and even from the beginning. She could very well have known many of the prophecies that predicted the coming of the Messiah. One of those prophecies is found in our Old Testament lesson today from the book of Micah. The prophet writes, But you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for someone who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are from old, from ancient times. So this ancient prophet Micah predicted that the Messiah would come not through the royal city of Jerusalem, but rather would come through the lowly town of Bethlehem. She might also have been aware of the prophecy of Isaiah in chapter 7, verse 14, which says, "Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and will call him Emmanuel." That word Emmanuel, of course, means God with us. And so had Mary known this prophecy, then perhaps she could have been better able to understand how she, a virgin, could become pregnant and give birth to a son. And certainly as this prophecy in Isaiah states, this son to be born of the prophet of the virgin will be the Son of the Most High. She could also be aware perhaps of the prophecy in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6 through 7, which says, "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, the Father of Eternity, the Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and of peace there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from this time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this." Now, had Mary known this prophecy, then perhaps when the angel Gabriel appeared to her and said the things that he said, she might have understood better what was going to happen to her. This is what the angel said, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you will call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David and will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end." So the angel was saying that not only is God's covenant to Abraham going to be fulfilled? But now a new covenant is going to be coming. A new covenant is going to be coming through her son, Jesus Christ. This divine conception within her would have made more sense had she understood this prophecy of Isaiah, and perhaps she did. Even though Mary would have felt unworthy of this honor, she was willing to do whatever the Lord asked her to do. You would think that because she was blessed by God, that she would have had an easy life. Nothing could be farther from the truth. We go on to read about Mary, that she would have to travel on a donkey while she's 9 months pregnant all the way to Bethlehem, that she would have to give birth to her son in a stable, that she would have to then flee to Egypt, that she perhaps even would have to experience the death of her husband, and certainly that she would experience the death of her son. Some of what happened to Mary was probably beyond her understanding. She would not really understand all of these things until perhaps later on in her life. We have things that happen to us that are beyond our understanding. We don't really understand why they happen. We're always moved to question, why is this happening to me, or why is God allowing this to happen to me? And many of those things we'll never understand until we get to glory. But certainly Mary had confidence, and if we trust in God, we can have confidence too, that one day we'll understand why all of the things that happen to us indeed happen. Bruce Larson tells a beautiful and true Christmas story about a pastor who tells his congregation about a destitute family and asks if some of the congregation members will help out with his family. So one of the men raised his hand and volunteered to go and cut down a new evergreen tree and take it to this family. And so he and his son got in the truck, and as they were driving toward the place where they were going to cut the tree, a rock slide happened and destroyed his truck. Not only destroyed the truck, but broke the windshield. And while the father was unhurt, the son was severely cut by the broken glass. And so he was bleeding very badly. And so the father got out on the road and he tried to flag down a motorist. And there were 200 cars that went by before one of them finally stopped. And there was a couple that got out and tended to the wounds of this young boy and took he and the father back to their home and dropped them off and then left. The father never got the name of this couple, but was so grateful for their willingness to stop and help. Well, the next week, the father had by that time gotten a new truck and was in church again, and the pastor asked for volunteers to take food and Christmas presents to this family. And again, the father volunteered to do that, and so he and his son got in the new truck and got directions and the address of the house to which they were going. When they got to the house, who would answer the door but this husband and wife who had come to their aid just almost a week earlier? You never know, but if you're willing to listen to the voice of the Lord, if you're willing to follow the direction of the Lord, He may lead you to be an instrument through which the love of Christ can be shared. This past week, we had the opportunity to go to an apartment complex nearby, Sanson Ridge, and many people volunteered to go and to hand out Christmas presents and to share the love of Jesus with the residents there in those apartment complexes. They heard God calling them to go, and so they were willing to go and be instruments used to share the love of Christ with others. Now, we don't know what kind of impact that's going to have on those people. Perhaps some might recognize the love of Christ and might turn their life over to Christ and begin to follow Him. Some might decide maybe it's time to go back to church, and they might find a church to go to. Maybe they might even come to this church. But whatever the case may be, they have an opportunity because of people who heard the voice of the Lord calling them to go to this place and share the love of Christ with them. They have the opportunity, perhaps then, to connect with the kingdom of God. God sometimes calls each one of us, I believe, to be instruments willing to go and do something to share the love of Christ with others. Mary was willing to share the love of Christ with others by being willing to be the instrument through which Jesus was born. You and I might be used by God to be an instrument through which people might come to know Jesus Christ or come to know about Him. But it will only happen if we're willing to hear His voice and follow his leading as he calls us to be his instruments in this process. The Lord wants to use each one of us, I believe, to do something great in the life of another so that they might truly be blessed. And when they are blessed, then we in turn are blessed as well. In fact, we might be so blessed that we might respond with the words that Mary used. My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For he that is mighty has done great things, and holy is his name. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you that you reminded us through the Blessed Virgin Mary that as she was willing to respond to the calling that you put on her life, that she was used as a mighty way to introduce the Savior into the world. Lord, would you help us to not only hear your voice and follow your leading, but you would allow us to be used as instruments to share the love of Christ with others. Lord, we thank you that we see through the life of the Virgin Mary that her life was not easy. We know, Lord, that our life is not meant to be easy. And yet, our life can be truly blessed as we make ourselves available to you to be used for your honor and for your glory. We ask, Lord, that you would give us eyes to see and ears to hear, opportunities that you might bring our way to be a blessing to others. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.